Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Feminine Mystique, Powerful Woman Energy Daily. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly know what's going on? Like, someone's bummed out, another person's got that, I'm about to blow up, energy, or maybe your bestie is radiating pure joy? That, my friends, is emotional intelligence in action. And guess what? It's not just some mystical superpower reserved for a select few. No. It's a skill we all possess, and today, we're diving deep into how to embrace your emotional intelligence and sensitivity, because trust me, it's not something to shy away from, but rather a powerful tool that can change your life. Now, some people might tell you being sensitive is a weakness, right? That it makes you too emotional or easily hurt. But I'm here to tell you, that couldn't be further from the truth. Being emotionally intelligent and sensitive means you're deeply aware of yourself and your emotions, but also attuned to the feelings of others. You're like a human radar, picking up on subtle cues and understanding the unspoken language of emotions. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you rock this emotional intelligence game. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. It all starts with knowing yourself. What makes you tick? What sets you off? What brings you joy? When you understand your own emotional landscape, you can navigate it with grace and confidence. Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few moments each day to reflect on your feelings can be incredibly helpful. Think of it like learning the map of your own heart. The more familiar you are with it, the easier it is to find your way. 2. Listen with your heart. Ever notice how sometimes people say things, but what they really mean is something else entirely? That's where active listening comes in. It's about truly paying attention to not just the words someone is saying, but also their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. You're essentially trying to understand their emotional message, because often, it's more powerful than the literal words. 3. Empathy. Your secret weapon. Empathy is the ability to step into another person's shoes and feel what they're feeling. It doesn't mean agreeing with them or taking on their burden, but rather understanding their perspective. Think of it like this. Sometimes all people need is someone to acknowledge their feelings, to say, I hear you, or, that sounds really tough. Those simple words can be incredibly powerful. 4. Manage your emotions like a boss. Okay, let's be real, life throws curveballs. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed, angry, frustrated, or even sad. But emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about managing them in a healthy way. Deep breaths, mindful movement, journaling, find what works for you. 5. Build authentic connections. When you're emotionally intelligent, you attract people who are also emotionally aware. These connections run deeper because there's trust, understanding, and a genuine willingness to support each other through thick and thin. Here's a real-world example. Imagine your friend comes to you feeling stressed about a big project at work. Instead of just saying, "Oh, that sucks," you actively listen to their concerns. You ask questions to understand their perspective, acknowledge their feelings, and offer words of encouragement. Maybe you even share a similar experience to show them they're not alone. That, my friends, is emotional intelligence in action, building a bridge of understanding and support. So remember, embracing your emotional intelligence and sensitivity isn't about being overly sensitive or dramatic. It's about being truly human, connected to yourself and others on a deeper level. Let's recap. You can become more emotionally intelligent by practicing self-awareness, active listening, empathy, healthy emotion management, and building authentic connections. And don't forget, it's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep growing. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've embraced your emotional intelligence in your own life? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community of powerful women who are rocking this whole emotional intelligence thing. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.